Fax 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. The U.S. strikes back. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Today's U.S. air attacks hit Iran-backed militant groups in Iraq and Syria, says the Pentagon. This in response to the deadly drone attack on U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. Among those groups, Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, says National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
All these facilities were connected to and being used by the IRGC and their proxy groups to conduct attacks on U.S. personnel in the region.
At the U.S. aims to deter without inflaming the Mideast situation, says ABC News contributor, former State Department official Steve Ganyard.
Best case is probably that these militias stop attacking U.S. troops. I mean, we've seen that they've made public declarations within Iraq that they will not do this anymore. We've seen reporting that the IRGC has moved out. Most of their headquarters and some of their senior folks have been moved out of Syria and out of Iraq.
This is ABC News. There's a threat assessment on the Super Bowl just a little more than a week away in Las Vegas.
There are no specific credible threats against the Super Bowl, according to a confidential threat assessment obtained by ABC News and compiled by the FBI and local authorities in Las Vegas. But the assessment says law enforcement remains worried about the generalized threat environment and the possibility of lone offenders to inflict significant casualties without being detected before they act. The agencies also highlight concerns about ongoing tensions amongst outlaw motorcycle gangs in Nevada. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania today, a large crowd awaiting what a celebrated rodent would see held high above Gobbler's Knob. Phil the Groundhog did not see his shadow.
Glad tidings on this Groundhog Day. An early spring is on the way.
Other groundhogs, including French Creek Freddy and Staten Island Chuck, agreed with Phil. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
If you're craving the authentic flavors of Mexico, the place to be in Madison is Casa Fiesta. With over two decades of culinary expertise, their passionate chef is ready to tantalize your taste buds, and their friendly staff ensures a fantastic dining experience. Plus, get your sing on with Mexican and American karaoke every Friday and Saturday nights. Casa Fiesta opens 7 days a week at 7005 Tree Lane in Madison. Call 608-203-5998. Casa Fiesta, where good times and great food come together.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two redistricting experts are throwing out two proposed sets of legislative maps drawn by Republicans, but they're not endorsing any of the remaining four proposals, all drawn by Democrats, liberal groups, or university professors. The experts were hired by the state Supreme Court as part of the justices' plan to redraw Wisconsin's political maps. New maps need to be in place by March 15th. The state Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit filed by Governor Tony Evers that the Republican-controlled legislature is obstructing basic government function. Evers filed the lawsuit after legislative leaders blocked funding for a number of state conservation programs and delayed in approving pay raises for University of Wisconsin employees. Evers argues that committees controlled by just a few Republican lawmakers are giving the legislature more power than the state constitution allows. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers mega trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers traded their ace pitcher, Corbin Burns, Thursday night to the Baltimore Orioles for two players and a pick in the upcoming draft. The veteran pitcher was still upset after a team rep in a salary arbitration hearing last year claimed that Burns was the reason the team didn't reach the playoffs in 2022.
You know, it's tough to hear, it's tough to take, but, you know, they're trying to do what they can to win a hearing. But I think there was obviously other ways that they could have gone about it.
Nevertheless, he recently signed an extension with the crew through this year. So So why trade him to Baltimore? General manager Matt Arnold.
Look, anytime you trade a guy like Corbin, it's always a difficult decision. I think the overarching theme here is that we're excited about the players we're getting back. And the reality of our situation is that we had 1 year left with Corbin. I think Corbin had been pretty public about how this was going to be his last year as a Brewer.
That's the Brewers, Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, patchy fog tonight and a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow and highs in the low 40s. Mostly sunny, warm, and mid-40s for the high Sunday. The warm weather continues for next week, several highs in the 40s, even some 50s. Current temp is 30.
Hey everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Just letting you know that Todd will be back on Monday with a brand new show. So tune in then from noon to 2.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumah Mubarak. It is the end of the week. I learned yesterday after we got off the air that the day before yesterday, my friend Joe Madison died from prostate cancer. It took him out. I remember, you know, he and I both were afflicted with that condition around the same time. And in fact, he did his treatment, the proton beam therapy, on the air. He and I were corresponding frequently during that time. Joe and his wife Sherry went with my son and I to South Sudan and Ellen Ratner, and you know, they lived down. We lived in a boat down in the waterfront, and Joe and Sherry lived in a condo right facing our boat. And frequently on weekends, there was a gay bar in D.C. that we used to go to for breakfast on Saturday or Sunday mornings. I'm shocked. I'm just so sad. Joe Madison was just one of the finest people I've ever known in my life. I don't know how to say it emphatically enough. He was just a genuinely decent man. Deeply passionate about the issues that he cared about this nation. 24 years old, he was the youngest NAACP president in Detroit in the history. I think in Michigan, I'm not sure the nationwide, but he's been doing radio forever, and of course was anchoring the morning show on Sirius XM. The last time he was on this show was in September. So I just want to, you know, send my love to Sherry and his kids and his family, I'm speechless. And the people who worked with him, and I mean, this has just got to be a really tough time for everybody. So it's Anything Goes Friday. Whatever's on your mind, we can talk about. I also wanted to get into the morbidly rich being the greatest threat to our republic. Nikki Haley claiming that the states have the right to secede. Do they? This is the latest weirdness coming out of the GOP. Also, a warming up alert. Did Punxsutawney Phil just come through for all of us and predict an early spring? I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. In the second hour of our program, our presidential debate's dead. This was, you know, putting the nail in the coffin of presidential debates was a process that George Herbert Walker Bush began. And I'll tell you all about that in the second hour. Also, is Judge Arthur Engoron slamming on the brakes on Trump's fraud ruling because it looks like Trump's right-hand man, Alan Weisselberg, was actually committed perjury, lied in this trial, which may, you know, make the penalties even worse. I mean, we'll see, right?
Also, why didn't the FBI search Donald Trump's hidden room? He had a hidden room off his bedroom where he had them changing the lock as the FBI was going through Mar-a-Lago. We'll talk about that in the second hour. In the third hour, House Democrats are urging Joe Biden to swiftly appoint new replacements to the two open seats on the Postal Board of Governors, hopefully, you know, to unseat Louis DeJoy. And Dark Brandon alert, Biden finally tells us what he thinks of Trump. Oh, boy, he's really laying it out. But to start out, the morbidly rich, there's a piece of legislation passed the House of Representatives yesterday. That in and of itself is news. Right. And it had over 300 votes. I mean, there was only 40 some odd, maybe 50 some odd votes against it. They were all Republicans. And this legislation does two things. One, it brings back a slightly smaller version, or actually a substantially smaller version, but nonetheless a version of the expanded child tax credit, which would lift immediately at least 400,000 children out of poverty, would bring an additional 3 million children out of deep poverty and into just normal poverty, and will, over the course of the next year, help over 16 million children growing up in low-income households. And that means that these kids are more likely to grow up healthy and well-adjusted and productive members of society. You know, science tells us this, that when kids are raised in poverty, they're more likely to experience child abuse. Their parents are more likely to get divorced, and they're less productive as adults. They earn less money and have fewer capabilities. In fact, there was this brilliant 2018 study on childhood poverty in the United States out of the Washington University Medical School in St. Louis that found that just in the year of 2015, adults who had experienced poverty as children earned $294 billion less that year than did their peers who did not experience poverty as children. When you add to that the poverty-related costs like crime and child maltreatment and homelessness, they concluded that child poverty in the United States is costing us $1.0298 trillion every year. Now, so that's the legislation would do good things for poor kids in America. That's why the Democrats voted for it. Republicans voted for it because this legislation provides for expanded, or continuing, actually. Well, actually, it's expanded. It provides for expanded tax breaks for research and development, for developing new products, for buying new equipment, and deductions on interest for expanding your business. You'd think that this is a win-win, right? The Republicans get something for business. The Democrats get something for poor kids. But now we've got two senators, Mitt Romney and Chuck Grassley, who have come out and said that they oppose it in the Senate. It passed the House, as I mentioned. It's now going to the Senate in the next week or so. And Romney, who is one of the richest legislators in the world, he's worth, nobody knows for sure, the best guesses run from $50 million to $300 or $400 million, but it might be much more than that. I mean, Bain Capital made a boatload of money. And Mitt Romney is saying that the last thing that he wants is for our government to take money from morbidly rich people like himself and give it to poor kids. I mean, we just can't have that. He says this is excessive. And he whined, this is another entitlement program which is massively expensive. Right. Romney, of all people, should know about, entitlement programs. He and his buddies have gotten written into law after bribing a bunch of politicians, thanks to five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court. Things like the pass-through provisions, so that instead of paying regular income taxes, they're paying capital gains taxes on the money they make. Zero taxes on profits through Section 1202 of the tax code. Massive tax breaks through the QSBS provisions of the tax law. That was written in large part by lobbyists hired by right-wing billionaires and big corporations. In fact, according to the Peterson Foundation, a conservative think tank, in 2023, those breaks totaled $1.8 trillion. To put that in perspective, that's more than the government spends on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, or on defense. But Romney just can't can't stomach the idea that some of these poor kids might make off with some of his tax dollars. Oh my God, we can't have that. And then you got Chuck Grassley. Democracy Labs had a piece yesterday about how Chuck Grassley is supported in large part by these three right-wing billionaires. And, you know, he's now out there saying, no, no, we shouldn't pass this. This is what the people who wrote the Constitution and the guy who wrote the Declaration of Independence, specifically Madison and Jefferson, this is what they warned us about. You know, rich people taking over the country. Madison's first contribution to the Federalist Papers was a warning about rich people creating a faction that was adverse to the interests of the public and basically taking over the government. And here we are. This corrosive poison of money, big money in politics, brought to you by, I mean, the swing vote on this, the deciding vote on this was Clarence Thomas in Citizens United. He was the fifth vote. And he was the guy who had received millions of dollars from a right-wing billionaire. And then he voted to essentially make it legal to be bribed. We've got to do something about this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Nikki Haley says states can secede. Texas is talking about it. Is that true? We'll talk about that right after the break. It's no secret that some Valentine's gifts require basically no thought, like flowers. Problem is, your special someone also knows they require no thought. I have two awesome gift suggestions that are not only super easy to order, but you'll get rave reviews for your thoughtfulness and taste. I'm talking about super soft and luxurious loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Their popular bamboo pajama set, made from viscose from bamboo, for example, are super soft, stylish, and naturally temperature regulating, so she'll sleep comfortable all night. And you can't go wrong with their bamboo joggers. They have all the coziness of pajamas that she can wear just about anywhere. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. You're golden with anything you order from Cozy Earth this Valentine's Day. And now you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more. All backed by a 10-year warranty. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, The Todd Alba Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want, but until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. Oh. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
New book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st. They shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st. Available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work, you're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. You know, that's how it is for a lot of Americans, and that's why I stick with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real game changer. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off everything on the website. They've got a whole bunch of really cool stuff. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. So, welcome back. So, Nikki Haley on Wednesday was asked about secession. Specifically, or obviously, this is all about Texas, because Texas is, you know, they've been talking about secession since the 90s. In a serious way. I mean, they've been talking about secession forever. In fact, they did secede at one point. They were part of the Confederacy. But she said that Texas should have the right to secede if they don't want to be part of America anymore. She said, if that state says we don't want to be part of America anymore, I mean, that's their decision to make, but I don't think government needs to tell people how to live, how to do anything. I mean, I think what we need is to let freedom live. Right. And, you know, echoing the echoing David Koch, you know, arguably, the late David Koch. But, you know, what's the deal here? Well, you know, Texas was once a sovereign state. It was a republic. In fact, it was called the Republic of Texas for 9 years. And during that time, they had two presidents. The second president so badly mismanaged the state that his name was, Lamar. Mirabeau B. Lamar. He was the second Texas president. He so mismanaged the finances of the state, it was terribly in debt. And they couldn't even, you know, muster a good army. And that's why in 1845, the United States, so that was the rationalization that was used, the United States annexed Texas, made it part of the United States. But the Supreme Court, you know, the Constitution's Supremacy Clause basically says that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. It trumps all of the state laws and state constitutions, which arguably says you can't secede, you can't pull yourself away from the Union. The modern secessionist movement in Texas started in a big way in the 1990s, right around the time that Bill Clinton was elected. Every time a Democrat gets elected president, you get these right-wing states that just lose their minds. And that's what happened in Texas. But Abraham Lincoln said, no, you cannot secede because states are not sovereign. That states were created by the Constitution, not the other way around. Now, you could argue that, you could debate that, but that was his position. And the Supreme Court precedent, the current precedent in Texas v. White, holds that states cannot secede from the Union by an act of the state. If they're going to be kicked out of the United States, it has to be done by the federal government, by the states around them. And in fact, in 2006, Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia said, if there's any constitutional issue resolved by the Civil War, it's that there is no right to secede from the Union. So are they going to pull it off? Is this going to happen? I don't think so. I really don't think so. By the way, it's warming out. It was 63 degrees yesterday here in Portland. This is after it was 16 degrees just a week and a half ago. But Punxsutawney Phil popped out of his hole this morning. Actually, he made an announcement. I think they don't drag the poor guy out of his, you know, the animal rights people got upset about this. And arguably legitimately so. I mean, you know, remember the movie Groundhog Day. So now he issues an announcement, and he did not see his shadow, which means that spring is going to come 6 weeks early, which got Janice Dean, who's the Fox News senior meteorologist, so excited. She said, this is historic. Turns out, actually, it is. 82% of the time, Phil predicts a longer winter. So what are you going to do with that? I don't know. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, Maverick, what's on your mind today?
Tom, you know, I had a kind of a fun call to tell you about, and then while I was listening to the beginning of the show, I heard the announcement about your friend Joe, and I want to say that I'm sorry that he lost a friend. I've listened to him a couple of times, and he sounded like a swell guy, a guy that I would like to watch a ball game with and have lunch with. But
he was also, in my opinion, one of, if not the best talk show host in America. So, but anyway.
Yeah, it's a loss. But, you know, while he was here, he was a big benefit to the rest of the world.
Yeah. So you wanted to talk about a conspiracy theory here? I'm sorry to cut you off, but we have just 30 seconds.
Yeah, this is hilarious. Vivek Ramaswamy was saying nothing about Taylor Swift being part of a PSYOP with the Super Bowl and everything. Well, yeah. Get this, Tom. Her favorite number is 13. If she goes to this game, that'll be her 13th football game to attend. The Super Bowl is on the February 2nd. 2-11 is 13. She's performing in Japan the day before, and it's a 13-hour flight back to Las Vegas. They're playing the 49ers. 4 plus 9 is 13, and it's Super Bowl 58. 5 plus 8 is 13.
Whoa.
You tell me what that means.
Whoa. 13 was always a lucky number for me. I incorporated a couple of businesses on Friday the 13th.
yeah. Well, you know what Friday the 13th really means? It means that Thursday was the 12th.
Yeah, there you go. And Friday, yeah, and Saturday will be the 14th. Good point, Maverick.
Have a good weekend, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Maverick.
Have a good weekend.
Good to hear from you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. It's you and me for the next 3 hours. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
On the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter,
If you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-256-1842. 800-256.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is a special report from ABC News. The U.S. strikes back. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Today's U.S. air attacks hit Iran-backed militant groups in Iraq and Syria, says the Pentagon. This in response to the deadly drone attack on U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. Among those groups, Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, says National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
All these facilities were connected to and being used by the IRGC and their proxy groups to conduct attacks on U.S. personnel in the region.
And the U.S. aims to deter without inflaming the Mideast situation, says ABC News contributor, former State Department official Steve Gagnier.
Best case is probably that these militias stop attacking U.S. troops. I mean, we've seen that they've made public declarations within Iraq that they will not do this anymore. We've seen reporting that the IRGC has moved out. Most of their headquarters and some of their senior folks have been moved out of Syria and out of Iraq.
This is ABC News.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected, and it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrat Dean Phillips will appear next to Joe Biden on Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot. The state Supreme Court ruled unanimously Friday. They found that the bipartisan presidential selection committee should have done more to get Phillips's input on the matter. The presidential primary election is April 4th. February is American Heart Month. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. That's been the case for a century. Chrissy Myers with the American Heart Association.
Nearly half of all people in the U.S. have some type of cardiovascular disease.
A new Heart Association study finds nearly 4 out of 10 people with high blood pressure are unaware they have it. Myers says that puts a lot of people at risk for heart attacks and stroke. I'm Nate Wegehoe, Civic Media News.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, patchy fog tonight and a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow and highs in the low 40s. Mostly sunny, warm, and mid-40s for the high Sunday. The warm weather continues for next week. Several highs in the 40s, even some 50s. Current temp is 30.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. What a week, huh? Steve in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Say, it's everything goes Friday, so here goes.
Okay.
it's Biden versus Michigan, and I'm afraid I have concern that he may not take Michigan, and one of the biggest reasons is because of the Arab American community.
Yeah.
In 2020. It was like 59%, okay, that voted for Biden. As of this past October, only 17%, and I'm sure it's less than that. Hmm. And
are you talking about statewide or in the Arab American community?
I'm talking statewide.
Okay.
Statewide, he carried Michigan by 3%, and of that 3%, 5% was the Arab American community. But I just feel like he's losing he's got tunnel vision. He has tunnel vision. He just doesn't see what ramifications are coming from why he just stays on this. So,
yeah. It is politically hurting him. I think the nuance of it, you know, that he has made a lot of efforts to try to slow down Israel's aggression, shall we say. It doesn't matter to people. I mean, you either do it or you don't. You either stop them or you don't. You either send them bombs or you don't, is how, you know, it's being looked at, and it's hurting him. Meanwhile, though, you know, in the back channel, he is apparently working very aggressively with Saudi Arabia and a few other countries in the region to try to come up with a two-state solution that, frankly, I suspect that they're going to try to impose on Israel. And That would help them domestically with the Democrats and with the Arab American community, but it would hurt him terribly doing that with independents who are, you know, the evangelicals who think that Israel's the key to the Jesus returning. And so they're all in on Israel. Israel can do no wrong, you know, and you got some Democrats, John Fetterman, for example, you know, going down that road. So it's
exactly
as the Middle East has always been. It's a friggin' mess.
It is. And, you know, just in historical, Johnson, LBJ, is known for all kinds of things: Medicare, civil rights, voting rights, Fair Housing Act. You and I are of the same generation, Tom. And when we think of Johnson, we don't think of that. I know what I think of. I think of Vietnam escalation.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that's where Biden is heading.
Well, that's, you know, when I was a teenager, when Lyndon Johnson was president, that's all I was thinking about was his role in Vietnam. I mean, he was doing some really amazing stuff, and it didn't matter to me. I was out there, you know, hey, LBJ, how many kids have you killed today? I totally get it, and I totally get how young people might, you know, completely miss all the cool stuff Biden's doing, you know, because of this war. I totally get it. Steve, thanks for the call. Michelle in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. On Wednesday, somebody had called, talking about duels, and it was you guys thought it was a joke. It's not a joke. In the state of Missouri, State Senator Nick Schrauer has proposed a rule change that if a senator's honor is impugned by another senator to the point that is beyond repair, and in order for the offended senator to gain satisfaction, such senator may rectify the perceived insult to the senator's honor by challenging the offended senator to a duel.
Really?
They will agree upon what the choice of weapons, and it will happen at the hour of high noon on the date of the agreed upon duel.
This is a proposed
piece of legislation. The state of Missouri is show me state. No, it's a rule change for the Senate only, not the House.
And it's passed?
It's being proposed. And
it's proposed.
Because our GOP senators are having a little fight over abortion and also putting legislation, amendment changes on the ballot. So now they're fighting amongst themselves, and they want to shoot each other.
Incredible. You know, it'll never pass because they're all cowards to begin with. Not that.
Oh, but this is a show me state, so you know what they're showing you right now. They're showing you the behinds.
Yeah, absolutely. Michelle, thank you for that. That's an amazing.
Thank you,
story.
Tom.
Yeah, good talking to you. Karen in Yankton, South Dakota. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind today?
Well, I think I'm in shock from that last caller.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's dumbfounding. But I want to kind of raise some awareness and maybe some education on an article that was in the Washington Spectator this last week. 126 is when it was published. And the article title is Steps to Avoid a Constitutional Coup in 2024. And it is talking about the 20th Amendment and how the entire House is seated on January 3rd. But this brings up a contested 1984 election where Leon Panetta led a charge to dispute an elected official. It was very contentious. And what this article talks about is a rogue speaker, such as we definitely have with Johnson, and kind of reinforced by language elite Stefanik used this last week, indicating how they might act in terms of certifying elections. This goes back to who is actually going to identify they are the majority in the House, because they have the ability to change their rules or waive previously adopted rules. Yep. And if they so desire to not even seat the actual elected members, and they're, who certifies who won the election?
That's a good question. To the best of my knowledge, it hasn't been adjudicated by the Supreme Court, but the language of the Constitution and the 12th Amendment, I thought it was, I'd have to go back and look, is fairly straightforward, and that is that if neither candidate receives the requisite number of Electoral College votes, 50% plus one, which is 270 votes right now, if neither candidate receives those, and that's where it's gets weird, because you could say the receives those means has been certified by and accepted by both the states and the Congress, you know, and the House, then the election gets thrown into the House of Representatives. This is what happened in the election with Thomas Jefferson in 1800. It's what happened with the election of John Quincy Adams in 1834, I think it was, 36, whatever the year was, right around that time. And in the case of John Quincy Adams, in fact, he had lost both the Electoral College vote and the popular vote, but he got thrown to the House, and the House made him president. So
but
it's entirely
even
possible.
In that scenario, but even in that scenario, if they refuse by changing their rules, and they're, according to the article, he says that they can't be appealed to a federal court. So the House sets its own rules, and if they so desire not to identify who actually won these elections, then we don't even know if it's a 26-24.
Well, no, each state gets one vote, and that vote is determined by their congressional delegation. And And there's 26 states that have a legislative delegation that is entirely, is dominated by Republicans. So,
by two seats right now.
I know. It's getting slimmer. But that said, what we're hearing, and you mentioned Elise Stefanik, I mean, she essentially said this a couple days ago, and mm-hmm. this is getting almost no attention at all nationally. You know, the mainstream media not talking about this, this is being discussed very seriously in conservative circles and among the right-wing billionaire donor class, is the possibility that they can take the next election for Donald Trump or for whoever the nominee is. You know, they're still holding Nikki Haley in case Trump goes down in flames. That Republican nominee can become president even if they lose both the popular vote and the Electoral College vote. And by the way, it doesn't necessarily need to have the House refuse to certify all the candidates. Instead, all you have to do is have a third party candidate on the ticket, and this is the role that possibly Bobby Kennedy could play. You have a third party candidate on the ticket, or Joe Manchin, you know, with the no labels.
Right.
You have a third party candidate on the ticket who pulls enough votes, enough electoral college votes away. It would be a big lift. It's never happened before, but who pulls enough electoral college votes away that neither the Democrat nor the Republican reach that 270 electoral college votes, and then, you know, automatically it gets thrown into the House. So we'll see. I mean, you know, there's a lot of ways this thing could go sideways, Karen. And Congress is not going to fix this problem before the election in November or before the swearing in January. I don't know. We just have to keep our eyes on them. Karen, thank you for the call. It's troubling, shall we say, at the very least. It's 44 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls on Anything Goes Friday right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. It's Anything Goes Friday. Picking up your calls right after this break.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295. 463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wages and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do.
bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would benefit from blood pressure support. That includes me. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. They even support heart healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, and I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. Yeah, seriously, it's a brand new website. Tom Loves Beats, TomLovesBeats.com. TomLovesBeats.com to get your free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews and your free full-size bag of turmeric chews. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, great jobs numbers this morning.
Yes, it's Jobs Friday. And Biden, if you add all the jobs that the last three Democratic presidents saw created, it now just barely hit 50 million jobs for those three presidents.
Wow. And the last three Republican presidents produced how many jobs?
Zero.
Uh-huh. Okay. 50 million versus Trump zero. You'd think that somebody would want to tell America about that.
Yeah, Trump lost three, George W. Bush gained one, and George H.W. Bush gained two.
Wow.
So as I was looking at the website today, I got a little puzzled because some of the numbers are beginning to jump around, and I'm not sure if that's the government that's readjusting the numbers or if somebody hacked the system. Because for years I've been going to that website. In fact, I went there last week.
This is a Fed site or what?
It showed that Donald Trump had lost 22,000 jobs in February of 2019, and that was before the pandemic. And I've stated that over the air before. But I'm always arguing with Republicans on the internet about that too.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I go in today, from last week to today, and it says, oh, he actually gained 5,000 jobs.
Huh.
And what that does is it keeps the streak of continuous monthly job gains for Trump. It keeps it going right up until the pandemic.
Right.
And I just found that to be a little bit odd because in this month was going to be, actually he did it already, but Joe Biden would have just wiped out that record of Donald Trump. But now, because they made it continuous all the way for another year for Donald Trump, Joe Biden has to wait two more months before he can claim that I've just beat Donald Trump's consecutive record monthly job gain.
Just in time for the election.
Just in time for the election. Just a coincidence, by the way, that as Joe Biden was about to surpass Trump, the numbers changed.
Yeah. What website was that, Larry?
This is this is the government website, the BLS website. The
number changed,
and I've gone back and looked at the history of it, and I did find one report that showed that the number did in fact end in February.
Mm-hmm.
One news report.
Yeah.
But I also found some that implied that it continued. So now I'm a little puzzled.
Yeah. Fascinating. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's Trumpers in every federal agency. So you just never know.
What ticks me off a little bit with Powell is his deciding that he's going to continue the high Fed rates leaves the door open for, again, one of those black swan incidents to happen so that when he should be cutting the Fed rate, he's keeping us in the danger zone so that anything can happen that will be bad news for Joe Biden.
It's also exacerbating the housing crisis, the homelessness crisis in America, because he drives up the cost of housing.
And the deficit, because he has that high interest on there, and so Joe Biden's having to pay higher payments to service the national debt. And so what this is doing is everything that's bad that's happening with Powell keeping that level high hurts Joe Biden and helps Donald Trump. And actually what Powell did is he reversed himself, because he was implying that, hey, you know, I'm going to start cutting down on the Fed rate because as we approach our target for inflation, because you don't want to overshoot the inflation target.
Right.
Because then you get into deflation, and that's bad for the economy. And then on this last talk that he did a day or two ago, he didn't mention that. And in fact, I thought the press was a little hostile towards him, because they recognized that, hey, you're not keeping your word. You implied you were going to be data dependent, and the data is showing that inflation is dropping, and you're still keeping this high Fed rate, keeping us in a zone where only bad things can happen.
Right.
And bad things have happened in the past whenever we've been up this high at this Fed rate.
Right. Right.
And so I considered him. I posted it on the internet, but I considered he told about 4 or 5 lies in that, and he was a little bit seemingly not quite tied tight.
Yeah.
Because he knew he was lying.
Interesting. So Larry, if I wanted to follow you on the internet, you said you post a lot. Where do I find you?
Oh, I just go to Yahoo, and I don't even want to talk to you about what Yahoo's been doing to me.
Okay. You do it in the comments on the
Yahoo Instagram. Is really trying to get me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Larry, thank you. By the way, anything you want to add about the economy right now, or what do you think should be the number one talking point for the Biden administration going into this election? Economic.
Well, I was listening to one of your other callers, and he was talking about the what's happening with the in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that that you will find is very interesting about Democratic presidents when they're running or trying to get a second term is the media is constantly trying to find the single issue that hurts that particular Democratic candidate the most.
Yeah.
With Hillary Clinton, it was emails that they never got off of it.
Right.
And they're still fishing around with Joe Biden. And but this only hurts Democratic nominees. They never do this to the Republicans. They could have tore Trump up just on his grabbing him by the you-know-what. They could have tore him up about the his fake university. I mean, there was just so many issues they could have hit him on and just stuck
stealing
on it.
Stealing money from children's cancer charities. I mean,
yeah.
Him and his
but
sons.
What they're doing right now is they're trying to find that issue for Joe Biden. And so far, I don't think they found it yet.
Yeah. Well, and we'll see. Larry, thank you.
But 50 million jobs.
There you go. 50 million jobs the last 3 Democratic presidents. 0 million jobs the last 3 Republican presidents. Well said, Larry. Thank you very much. Always nice to hear from you.
Okay.
We'll be back on the other side of this break. It's Anything Goes Friday.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion.
superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special